Candidates interested in running for the U.S. Congress anywhere in Pennsylvania have 3 weeks to collect their nominating signatures starting tomorrow. All the district lines have been redrawn by the state Supreme Court after it found the previous districts gerrymandered. That means candidates will have to do a lot in a hurry in territory that may be new to them. Joining me to sort it all out is WHYY's Dave Davies. And Dave, tell us about the nominating petition process that starts tomorrow. What exactly do candidates do?
Well, Dave, this happens for every public office. The idea is that to get on the public ballot, you have to make a good faith showing that you have some support. So to run for Congress, that means you need signatures from 1,000 qualified voters on your nominating petitions. But as you noted, these districts all changed just a week ago. I asked Lawrence Otter, a veteran election lawyer, if that means that a lot of these candidates are going to be sending workers into areas that may be new to them. He said, well, here's what he said.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're going to be collecting signatures in places they didn't know existed, 3 weeks ago. There's going to be some degree of difficulty in this because you have to make sure you collect the signatures of registered voters within your district.
That's right. They have to be registered voters of your party in your district. They have to be 1,000. And because mistakes will happen and petitions can be challenged, you want to get more than 1,000, maybe 2,000 or 3,000. So it's a challenge.
Dave, we had two open seats before the redistricting process in Philadelphia. And especially on the Democratic side, there were a lot of candidates. Now, how did this crop of hopefuls respond to the new districts?
In a lot of different ways, Dave. Yeah, this has been crazy for the candidates and those of us who cover them. Some found that they lived in a different district, so they filed to run in a newly created district, different from the one they'd planned. Some quit. Some ran for other offices. And you're right, there were these two open seats. One was Republican Pat Meehan in Delaware County, who had that sexual harassment scandal. The other was Bob Brady, the longtime Philadelphia Democrat, who was tainted by a different kind of federal investigation. He decided not to run again. And the Brady withdrawal in particular created an interesting situation because his seat was mostly in Philadelphia with parts of Delaware County. More than a half dozen candidates announced they wanted to run for that seat. But as you and I spoke about a few weeks ago, there was a possibility that district would just disappear, which is essentially what happened. One who announced for that seat was Nina Ahmed, a former deputy mayor of Philadelphia. She told me today she likes the fact that the old lines were redrawn. She believes the new districts are more fair.
However, what that did is the first district that I was running in got cut up into three pieces and went to Delaware County District, which is the new 5 and 3 and 2.
That's a little confusing with these numbers because everything got renumbered. But essentially, she was in a position where in order to run in Philadelphia, she would have had to run against one of the Democratic incumbents. She decided not to and will run for lieutenant governor instead. Others made different choices. Kevin Johnson, who was a minister from Overbrook, decided he will take on Congressman Dwight Evans in a new district. And Rich Laser, a former deputy mayor in Philadelphia for Labor, he is expected to announce that next week that he will run for a new seat primarily based in Delaware County, but includes parts of Philadelphia, including his South Philadelphia home. So it's been a crazy, confusing situation.
So, Dave, in trying to make sense of the entire region, what do the districts do for the fortunes of the Republicans and Democrats?
Good question. Well, we essentially have 6 congressional seats here in southeastern Pennsylvania. And under the old map, 3 of those were based in Philadelphia with some suburban component. Those were safe Democratic seats. And there were 3 seats in the suburban counties and beyond that were been pretty safely Republican for a while. With the new map, you're going to have 2 Philadelphia seats and then 1 that's mostly in Delaware County with some Philly. And those are all going to be 3 Democratic-leaning seats. Then we'll have 3 suburban seats, and at least 2 of them will be more competitive. In Montgomery County, which has been trending more Democratic in recent years, there is no incumbent. And in Chester County, the seat held by Republican Ryan Costello, the Democrats think they have a real shot with the new configuration of that seat. The third Republican seat in Bucks County is held by Republican Brian Fitzpatrick. He's going to be tougher to beat. So you could see this region going from a 3-3 Democratic split to one that's 5 Democrats and 1 Republican.
Okay, I'm trying to do the arithmetic, but there are still outstanding legal challenges. Could the entire redistricting be reversed?
Yes. The Republican Party says the state Supreme Court didn't have the authority to draw these lines, and if the courts agree, you could see it go back to the earlier lines, and you'd have a new scramble for people trying to get petitions in different districts in a very, very compressed timetable. So that would be pretty wild, but it's not impossible.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY's Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.